Nolte, report says Disney has already destroyed next year's box office. By John Nolte on December 18, 2023. Thanks primarily to the Disney grooming syndicate, Hollywood is looking at a terrible 2024. And until the industry and the sycophants who cover it admit to why their movies suck, things will only get worse. The shameless suck-ups at The Hollywood Reporter have already written a pre-excuse for the 2024 movie season, which is expected to top out at $7.50 to $8 billion. How pathetic is that? Fact, in 2024, we will be 3 years out of COVID, and the domestic box office hasn't dipped below $8 billion since 2001. Moreover, between 2015 and 2019, the domestic box office topped $11 billion. The box office won't graze $9 billion this year. So a $7.5 billion 2024 is beyond pathetic. The excuse? Naturally, the suck-ups at The Hollywood Reporter are still blaming COVID. Oh, and the actor-writer strikes. Thank heaven for the strikes. They arrived just in time. The industry needed a new excuse to avoid coming to terms with the truth: their movies suck. Get ready to L to the O to the L. In a major blow to the post-pandemic recovery effort, domestic box office revenue in 2024 is now expected to come in behind that of 2023, a reversal of fortunes no one predicted. If projections are right, domestic box office in 2024 could top out at $7.5 billion to $8 billion, compared to an expected $8.8 billion to $8.9 billion this year, say multiple studio executives who spoke with The Hollywood Reporter. A few are more bullish in thinking $8 billion to $8.5 billion is possible. The culprit: a sparse release calendar, particularly during the first 3 months of the year. It's a disaster, says one studio exec regarding the first part of the year. All told, the global box office could lose out on $2 billion or more because of the 2024 movies that were bumped to 2025, including the next Tom Cruise Mission Impossible installment, Marvel's Anthony Mackie-led Captain America, Brave New World, Disney's Snow White live-action reimagining starring Rachel Zegler, and Sony's next Spider-Verse film. Other movies that fled for 2025 when the strikes commenced include Blade, Elio, Thunderbolts, and Dirty Dancing. Yeah, that Dirty Dancing remake was certain to set the box office on fire. But the culprit is not a lean release calendar. That's only a symptom. Let's do what the entertainment media would never do and look at why what should be three of the biggest movies of 2024 have been moved to 2025. Marvel's Captain America: Brave New World is preparing to go through months and months of reshoots. That has nothing to do with COVID or the strikes. According to credible reports, these reshoots result from terrible test scores, not the normal reshoots expected with tentpole films. In other words, the movie sucks and is about to go through a reshoot process long enough to film the entire movie all over again. Marvel's Blade isn't a victim of anything other than Disney handing the project over to day-obsessed propagandists who turned in unfilmable scripts. Disney's live-action Snow White remake is also not a victim of anything other than its self-absorbed star, Rachel Zegler, running around bad-mouthing the movie and Disney's lunatic decision to use politically correct magical beings instead of the iconic dwarves. According to some reports, Disney has already sunk $300 million into this, and now it's been postponed to 2025 in the hope all the bad PR is forgotten. There's also talk we will get CGI dwarfs now. Pre-woke, those three titles alone almost certainly would have added $1.20 to $1.5 billion to the domestic box office and more than double that to the global box office. So no, it is not uncontrollable, outside forces dooming next year's box office. It's the fact that Disney has lost touch with its audience and is now producing content for the Harvard faculty instead of normal Americans. It's the fact that Disney's desire to groom and queer little children has annihilated what had been, for 98 years, one of those most trusted and iconic brands in marketing history. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. After your purchase, email jmnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. A new hardcover edition has just become available. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning.